KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have partly cloudy skies, 37 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, a high of 63. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Authorities in Montgomery County say a Wisconsin man suffered self-inflicted stab wounds early this morning at the site of the Villisca axe murder house. Robert Stephen Lorison, Jr. of Rhinelander, Wisconsin, was transported by Villisca Rescue to the Clarinda Regional Health Center and then flown to Creighton Medical Center in Omaha. A report on his condition is currently not available. The incident was reported at around 12:45 a.m. Sheriff's officials say Lorison was visiting the historic location as part of a recreational paranormal investigation. Since there was no indication of foul play, authorities say it's unlikely charges were be filed. Deputies were assisted in their investigation by personnel with the Red Oak Police Department. Two people were arrested Thursday on separate charges in Montgomery County. The sheriff's office reports deputies took 24-year-old Eric Allen Van Osdell of Red Oak into custody at around 5 p.m. on a valid Montgomery County warrant for operating a motor vehicle without the owner's consent. Red Oak police assisted in conducting the arrest. And at around 2:30 p.m. Thursday, 59-year-old Melvin Lawrence Svoboda of Council Bluffs was arrested following a traffic stop on Highway 34 at T Avenue in Montgomery County. Svoboda was charged with possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was being held on $1,000 bond, while Van Osdell's bond was set at $2,000. A man from Montgomery County was sentenced Wednesday to more than 5.5 years in prison on a weapons charge. U.S. District Court Judge John Jarvie sentenced 32-year-old Bill Joe Gillespie of Red Oak to 70 months in prison, to be followed by 3 years of supervised release or possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. An investigation revealed that Gillespie had broken into a Shell gas station in Red Oak during the early morning hours of December 15, 2013, and had taken, among other items, two shotguns. The shotguns were recovered from Gillespie a short time later. He pled guilty to the charge last May. The investigation was conducted by the Red Oak Police Department, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, and prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. A man from Union County was also sentenced Wednesday to slightly more than 5 years in prison for a weapons violation. 33-year-old Peter James Wiley of Creston will serve a 110-month sentence plus 3 years of supervised release for being in possession of a firearm as a convicted felon. Wiley was identified as a person of interest in a shooting that occurred in Page County during the early evening of December 10, 2013. Several hours later, Wiley was identified as a suspect in a shooting that occurred in Adams County. He was located by Creston police early in the morning of the 11th of December of 2013, when he was observed driving a car that failed to stop for a stop sign. A pursuit occurred, which culminated with Wiley setting his vehicle on fire, fleeing the vehicle on foot, and running into a farm field. As he fled on foot, he dropped a .40 caliber semi-automatic handgun on the roadway. He was arrested a short time later after being located by a canine unit. Wiley pled guilty to the charge this past June. The investigation into his activities was conducted by the Shenandoah Police Department, the Creston Police Department, Page County Sheriff's Office, and Adams County Sheriff's Office, along with the Iowa DCI, the Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement, and the FBI. And a Nebraska man was sentenced to prison Wednesday in a Pottawatomie County District Court for being a felon in possession of a firearm. U.S. District Court Judge John Jarvie sentenced 35-year-old Bavarito Garcia Longoria of Omaha to 84 months in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa says this past April, Garcia Longoria pled guilty to a charge of being a felon in possession of a firearm. Pottawatomie County law enforcement had investigated a domestic incident and found Garcia Longoria to be in possession of a defaced 9mm handgun. He had been prohibiting from possessing a firearm after pleading guilty in 2006 to third-degree assault on an officer. An investigation that began Wednesday into several vehicle burglaries has resulted in an arrest. Glenwood police say 18-year-old Jonathan Sibbett of Glenwood was arrested and faces charges that include 3 counts of burglary, 2 counts of theft in the fifth degree, and 1 count of fourth-degree theft. Sibbett was being held in the Mills County Jail on $7,000 bond. Authorities say the burglaries occurred the night of November 4th and the early morning hours of November the 5th. The investigation remains ongoing, and anyone with additional information to offer is encouraged to contact the Glenwood Police Department at 712-527-4844. And the Glenwood man was arrested Thursday on a Mills County warrant for disorderly conduct. 18-year-old Blake Holland was brought to the Mills County Jail and held on a $300 cash bond. Finally, the news, an Iowa man accused of providing alcohol to a teenager before a fatal car crash is facing felony charges. 21-year-old Matthias Stork of Breda is charged with two counts of supplying alcohol resulting in death. Court records show he's pleaded not guilty. Stork is accused of giving beer to a 17-year-old prior to a two-vehicle crash in late August. The teen survived, but 16-year-olds Bailey Jacobson and Lindsay Quirk, both of Wall Lake, were killed. The surviving teen's blood alcohol level was above the legal limit for minors driving. The teen is facing vehicular homicide charges. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning on KJAN, Linda Jane Nelson, age 58, of Menlo, died Tuesday. A visitation for Linda Jane Nelson will be today from 10 until 11 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart, with graveside services to follow in the Dexter City Cemetery. Bonita Miller, age 100, of Red Oak, died Monday. Graveside services for Bonita Miller will be today at 10:30 at the Evergreen Cemetery in Red Oak. Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel of Red Oak has arrangements. Orlin McKibben, age 97, of Audubon, died Monday. A celebration of life service for Orlin McKibben will be today at 11 o'clock at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Alvin Langeman, age 89, of Urbandale and formerly of Coon Rapids, died Tuesday. Graveside services for Alvin Langeman will be today at 2 o'clock at the Coon Rapids Cemetery. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Carrie Williams, age 96, of Corning, died Monday in Omaha. Funeral services for Carrie B. Williams will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Corning. Pearson Family Funeral Service of Corning has the arrangements. Dolores Diane D. Getch, age 80, who's formerly of Carson, died November 5th in South Dakota. Graveside services for D. Getch will be on Saturday at 2:30 at the Carson Cemetery in Carson. Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has the arrangements. Rena Fega, age 100, of Atlantic and formerly of Adair, died Thursday. Funeral services for Rena Fega will be held on Monday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Daryl Wagner, age 88, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House. Services for Daryl Wagner are pending at the Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic. Dwayne Harris, age 75, of Greenfield, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Dwayne Harris are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Jim McCumber, age 80, of Manila, died Wednesday as the result of an auto accident. Services for Jim McCumber are currently pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manila. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.